Welcome to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Scientific Healing, a fusion of modern science and ancient healing arts, empowers you to take charge of your life to get healthy no matter what your doctor says. Discover how you can manage your own energy to improve your health, vitality, and prosperity from Anastasia and her guests. Are you ready to live your best and most energized life ever? Here's your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos, and I know the power of vibrational healing by combining physics with ancient healing arts with my own system that's helped hundreds and hundreds of people. Get help from me with your free powerful healing audio at scientifichealer.com. I recently met this very passionate man with an interest in instigating a global movement of conscious creators. This man is Jay Fizette, who hails from the amazing Calgary, Canada. And if you have never had a chance to go up there, I would suggest it because it's fabulous. And he lives up there with his wife and two sons. And his family is one of those things he's very passionate about. The other is helping others bring out the best in themselves. Jay offered everyone in the room where I met him about 75 movement makers to reflect back to them their life mission or what their next brain trust should be on. I took him up on it and is truly able to see through the fog and noise to get to the core of it. Jay has a program to help people create their own masterminds, which for awakened aware people would be extremely valuable. So I wanted to invite Jay on the show to highlight this very important idea of masterminding and some tips on one to make it happen. Towards the end of the show, I will announce ways for you to get in touch with Jay directly. So welcome to the show, Jay. I'm so excited to have you on.
Anastasia, thank you so much. I am thrilled to be here as well. I truly appreciate you hosting me, and I can't wait to have this conversation. This is one of the most fascinating and interesting things that I get to talk about.
Yes, when I saw you talking on stage, I was just like, wow, that guy is really passionate about this stuff. So could you share the listeners with a little about your background and why you're doing what you're doing?
Well, in a nutshell, I have been doing personal transformation programs for over 30 years. I have about 40,000 graduates from all over the world who have mainly traveled to good old Calgary and Edmonton in Western Canada. And as a result of doing those transformational programs for so many years, we were, I'm far more interested in the real result that somebody creates than in the rah-rah, great, I had a breakthrough. And as a result, we designed a long-term support and community building program, which is oriented around masterminds, about 2.5 decades ago. And what it really was is this space of community, this space of connection, this space of shared vision that we learned how to structure, that we discovered how to facilitate, that really helped people live into the transformation that they would catch a glimpse of in a weekend or a five-day program. So we did that for decades and decades. And then a couple of years ago, I was asked to share some of what we had been doing internally for so long with a couple of industry leaders. I shared that, and it literally took off like wildfire and became this sort of surprise, knock out of the park with people wanting to learn how to run masterminds. And you and I have had this discussion. A mastermind run well is nothing less than a magical spiritual experience, and a mastermind run poorly is, nothing less than a pain in the you-know-what. So it has struck a chord, and that is what I've really dedicated the last 24 months of my life to doing, is serving and supporting authors, coaches, healers, trainers, anyone with a community and with a gift to serve humanity to launch, lead, and monetize masterminds.
Yes, and it's true. I've been in some where I thought, what, this person really doesn't know what they're doing. And so not only is it expensive to be in one, but it's the time. It can be like, it'll take like a whole week of time, and you meet 3-4 times a year. So in your opinion, what is a really good mastermind, and what's the focus or purpose of it?
Well, that's a great question. I want to just tie in what you've just said, Anastasia, is that to me, when we're looking for a mastermind, a great mastermind compresses time. It actually helps people create in a day, a week, a month, what would have taken months, years, or perhaps never. So if ever, you know, you're in a mastermind and it feels like, oh my God, this is consuming more of my time than it's actually creating or compressing or helping me with, that's a loud sign that something is awry, something is askew. It's not lined up properly. So that's, to me, is one of them. But when looking for a mastermind, and I should share, I have a huge, like, cellular belief that says this. Every single one of us who are in the role and the space of serving humanity should be both leading our own tribe in a mastermind with our, you know, particular unique gift, and we should be in a mastermind where we're, you know, sharpening our leading edge. So this isn't a one or the other from my point of view. This is a both and. So if I answer the question, this is what you should look for, then that also means that's what your tribe should be looking for if they were considering being in a mastermind with you. And the top of the list for a great mastermind is this. What is the clarity of the promise of the mastermind? Because just getting together to build our entrepreneurial venture isn't enough. Just getting together to be with like-minded people, honestly, that's cool, but it's truly not enough. So what is the promise of the mastermind? And you and I were talking about, you know, a snapshot of your audience. And we were talking about healers and spiritual teachers and all those pieces, is that when coming together as a group, the question is, what is the promise that's most meaningful to them? So this could be perhaps, there could be a mastermind about sharing modalities so that we become more well-rounded healers and we understand other modalities and we can expand our particular gift. It doesn't matter what it is, but specificity of the promise is the number one piece. And then the next to it is, and if we get these two handled, then we're in good shape, generally speaking. After the specificity of the promise is, how well selected is the tribe? Because honest to God, sometimes people are just out trying to sell stuff and they're not really qualifying the members for the contribution they can make to the group. And if you get those two things oriented, we're generally in pretty good shape.
Yeah, that's really, really true. I just went to an event last weekend. I think you might have met her. She was at the event where we met. And she hand-selected everybody in the room, and it turned out, it was only 50 people, but it turned out to be one of the most amazing events. And it was, she did it in the form of a mastermind. So, right? And it was exactly on topic. There was a clear topic on it. And so I got way more out of this quote-unquote free event than if I would have spent thousands of dollars. So that's really rare to have somebody who hand selects. And I've actually fired some of my clients because I know that we're not, you know, we don't match. Like their goals and my goals are different. So, you know, I completely wholeheartedly agree with that statement. So everybody, you can't serve everybody, and it's not everybody is not a good match for you. And just to sell something to make money will actually bring your energy down into the toilet. So then you'll wonder why the rest of your business is failing.
So. And that is the truth. And you know, the irony to the statement, and I think you just nailed it in terms of the impact and the influence of the negative energy of doing something for money, is that it never attracts more money. Ever. It can't. So this idea of, you know, sort of settling to do something like that and thinking it's going to be better or okay, the cost is just too high. And I want to just magnify that in a community with a relationship. I mean, it's one thing to do that in a one-on-one coaching client, and that's just going to set up difficulty and all the rest of it. But if you do it in a mastermind group, what transpires is that energy doesn't just influence one relationship. It permeates the entire community. It permeates the culture of the group. And the consequences are usually it will spell the end of the mastermind sooner or later. And that's just sad and ridiculous. When the truth is, the quality of that culture and community can accelerate and provide a quantum leap forward in everybody's lives. So we have to take this role. I teach in our programs that we don't sell masterminds. We become the gatekeepers to powerful, intimate, and meaningful communities. And if we see ourselves in that role as a gatekeeper, then it gets really easy. It's like you either bring a ton of value and contribution to the group and you're going to up-level the group, or you're not, in which case you don't join. And it just shifts this idea from selling to selecting and gatekeeping.
Yes, that is absolutely, I completely agree with that. And by just focusing on money rather than service and purpose, then you're focusing on the wrong thing, because the money comes because of the service and the purpose. So you can serve more people rather than just the fact that you're bringing in dollars, because that never satisfies anybody. There are a lot of rich people that are really unhappy. So, so having a purpose and serving makes everybody a lot happier. So, okay. So when someone joins one of your programs or works with you, what happens?
Well, you know, Anastasia, we have so many different programs, but I'm going to answer that question from the perspective of the Launch Your Mastermind 90-Day Bootcamp. And that is aimed at serving and supporting, again, coaches, authors, healers, subject matter experts to launch these communities. Now, where we always start, and it goes back to the question you asked earlier, actually, where we always start is with this idea of positioning. And to launch a mastermind that is going to be long-term sustainable and really have the value and the magic that you and I have both experienced. And I'm going to guess that a bunch of people on the call listening have had that experience of the magical versus the, we'll just politely say, not so magical.
Yes, and some of them are four letters.
many of them. Yes, you and I are on the same page. So the distinction there is this idea of positioning, and where we always start, because if we get the positioning of the mastermind or the positioning of the tribe or community, and I should just address this, is we use mastermind as an umbrella phrase, but that means a variety of things, all small group, interactive, where the support, the content, the network, resources, experience, and wisdom come from members of the group, not just the guru or not just the teacher or not just the educator. So if you have a reaction to the mastermind title, just think of it as community, think of it as tribe, think of it as support, think of it as inspiration group. So however you want to think, it doesn't matter. Anyway, going back to the key piece, we have to start with positioning, and there are three elements of positioning. And the first of which is we have to position the promise of the mastermind. So what will the mastermind accomplish? If I were to become a member and I were to engage in this community, what would be different in my life? What would be different with my health? What would be different in my business? What would be different in how I cope with stress? What would be different in my health and well-being? What would be different, say, a year from now? So we've got to really get as clear and as tight and as powerful as we can on the promise of the mastermind.
That's actually a really magical statement, and most masterminds don't actually offer that clarity. And so that is a really important statement. And the other thing you were saying about the energy of the group, the thing that's really interesting about the energy of the group is usually masterminds are composed of leaders of tribes. And so what you're doing is, if you're not careful in positioning that promise and selecting your people out carefully, is that the ripple effect happens, and you're not just affecting the 12 or 15 people in the room, but you're affecting thousands. So
yes.
It's actually almost like a solemn or sacred duty to do this, what you're saying.
Oh, I fervently believe that is true. And I really like your framing about that, Anastasia, because I don't often go into this long rant about this aspect of masterminds, but for the purposes of this group, I think I will. The single most significant thing for people to know about a great community or mastermind group that really, really, really connects and fulfills on this promise or purpose is that the mastermind is a spiritual experience. You know, there's this thing going on in the physical plane where a group of people comes together to stand for the best in one another. Even, by the way, when we might, as individuals, forget, there's still this tribe and this community of people who knows who I am, who knows what I'm possible of, who knows what my mission and vision is. And they will stand for the best in me even when I temporarily forget. When that happens, and what it really boils down is that we're standing for one another. another in a space of love. When that happens, there is this, and Napoleon Hill called it the third mind. And you could call it God, spirit, universe, I don't care what you want to think of it as. The reality is this, is that it is real, it is tangible, it is palpable. And things happen, experiences occur, connections manifest, results are channeled in ways that could never have happened on our own. But we've got to get the promise, the community, and the culture right for that to occur. So that's where we start, with the positioning of the promise of the group. And then there's two other elements to this positioning piece when people start working with us. And we do this, again, in the Launch Your Mastermind 90-Day Bootcamp. We do a bunch of this work in our live event called Mastermind to Millions Live, where people can actually do it in community as well. But the next piece is positioning that promise. Who is that promise most meaningful to? And what is that promise worth in a monetary sense? So what would, you know, who does this make a difference to, and what are they willing to invest in this? And here's a little hint for anyone trying to launch a mastermind, is pay attention to what your tribe is already paying money for. And that's a great hint about, because lots of people are interested in things, but they're not willing to actually commit their dollars, cents, and time to it. So pay attention to what that is and put that promise in front of the people that it makes a difference to. Time and again, I see people with a promise of a mastermind, which is beautiful and amazing, but they're talking to people who don't give a rat's you-know-what about it. They just don't care. It's just a mismatch. And the third part is, go ahead.
I so agree. And you're right. It is really transformational. In one mastermind, I sat next to a billionaire on one side and a multimillionaire businessman on the other. And while I'm listening to them, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, well, I can do this. I can do what they're doing. It brings into the realm of possible that you never even thought of. So what a mastermind did for me was open my eyes to brand new possibilities and to think bigger than I could have possibly thought for myself. So that in that, right. And then in that way, it is a spiritual experience and it's highly transformational. So
there's no question. And in fact, and to bridge, you know, the science and spirituality, which I know from our conversations, you do that. This whole idea of the science and spirituality piece of it, there's this other entity and this creative force that exists. But there's also, you know, the science of mirror neurons, of just sharing space with in your case, the billionaire and the millionaire. Quite literally, the way that their neurons are firing, how they are being, what they are saying, what they are doing, our brain actually maps those and fires similar neurons and actually creates new neural nets while we are sitting in a mastermind, so long as we are present and engaged.
That's
absolutely, there is science of just sitting beside a community of people doing this changes our brain.
That's so absolutely true. And in fact, there have been a lot of really interesting research studies that showing how the heart emanates emotions and feelings and thoughts,
yes,
and that the people that emanate this high level or this high frequency are happier, joyous, you know, generous in spirit, generous in action, in ways, and that high frequency has also got a very smooth waveform. And the people that are needy, anxious, worried, and all of that have a much lower frequency with a jagged waveform. And that's what we're actually absorbing into our nervous system. So we've come to the end of our first segment. I want to remind all of our listeners that you are listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. And today my special guest is Jay Fizette, the master of masterminds, and how this brings together people to create an entity that is greater than the sum of its parts. When we return after the break, we'll dive deeper into his process and give you some tips in creating your own brain trust, so to speak. Did you know that if the thought of a past relationship brings up negative emotions, you are still in a relationship with that person, often with unwanted consequences? This means you still have ties with that person, and those ties may be sapping your strength. Why not jettison your old relationship baggage so that you can move forward with ease and clarity? Hello, this is Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos, the Scientific Healer. 7 years of research at prestigious institutions like Harvard, Yale, and Johns Hopkins have discovered that relationships are the number one influence on physical, emotional, and financial health. In clearing those old ties, including what some people call karma, you get to wipe the slate clean and start over again, whether you plan to stay in that relationship with a person or not. Many miracles have come out of such clearings. One client said that her Christmas with her family was the best she had since she was a child, while another said she'd received several thousand dollars in a divorce settlement that had been stuck in limbo for years, while others stop being angry at their former partners and are able to find new loves quickly and easily. Recently, one client who had been stuck in her business as her client stream dried up signed up 6 new clients in the 4 hours following her clearing. I have good news. I have a gift for you. By going to scientifichealer.com/clear, you can discover how you can clear past relationships while I do a relationship clearing for you, all for free. Everyone who chooses to receive it will receive this powerful healing while listening. Again, go to scientifichealer.com/clear to get the details. Welcome back. You're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. You can discover more about scientific healing and the deceptively simple processes for helping you get to your next level of health and success in your career and relationships. Go to scientifichealer.com. Before the break, we were talking to Jay Fazette about masterminds and bringing together conscious creators and how this supports them to organize their life and resources around their passions and gifts. I'm sure you're wondering whether this is something you should even think about or consider. Welcome back to the show, Jay.
Hey, glad to be here. Loving the conversation.
I know. I'm just loving every minute of this. This is so awesome. So, as I mentioned before, I've been in some amazing mastermind groups and some so-so groups that didn't seem to work. I find when they work, they're magical because of the sharing and the wisdom in the room, the generosity, and even just sitting next to people that have done something that I never even dreamed of doing. So we talked a little bit about why someone should join or even start a mastermind and what they should look for to get their money and time's worth. But how about a typical result of someone going through your program? Like, you know, just mention somebody who never considered starting a mastermind, and when they did, what happened?
Well, you know, there is an entire range. There's an entire range, and I want to qualify this because there's actually sort of a dangling participle from our earlier segment that ties into this question really, really well. And it's the third part of positioning, which is making sure that we position ourselves and our tribe understands the promise, our tribe understands what it means to them, and then we have to position ourselves as the leader of that tribe. And one of the things that is very difficult in the mastermind world is that if we don't have that recognition or if we're not seen in that manner, launching the mastermind can be challenging. But when we have it lined up, goodness gracious, it can be quite astounding and amazing. So I'll give you an example of James Wedmore. And I don't know if your listeners know anything about James Wedmore, but James is a really smart guy. He has been a leader in teaching people how to use YouTube specifically for online marketing, for building brands, for gaming platforms.
Yes, I've been following him for years. I bought his course when he just started out. It was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, just and the simple nuts and bolts of that. So smart guy. Now, he had been playing with and wanting to do a mastermind for several years and just never really got the thing positioned properly and couldn't really wrap his head around how do we actually make sure that it's a true mastermind, not just another version of digital training in person and those sorts of things. So James and I did a little work together in terms of crafting the promise, making sure that the promise was exactly what his community had been looking for. And this is those pieces about matching those two elements up. And he was already, this is the beautiful part, if he'd done a bunch of the work, he was already recognized as a leader in that realm and in that space. And simply after, you know, I think we did only about 4 hours of consulting, he released his mastermind group to his community. And inside of 7 days, sold the entire mastermind out to the tune of just, it's just a hair under $250,000. So when the pieces line up and we understand the positioning process, the rollout of the mastermind can be stunningly simple. Literally, somebody who's a sharp dude struggles for a couple of years and gets everything done in a few hours and rolls it out in a week for an entirely new level of support for his tribe and for his community, and obviously a pretty financially successful process that, frankly, adds money directly to his bottom line. So that would be one example.
Yeah, so that's exactly right. As soon as you get into service and you care about, what you're offering, then the money follows. And a lot of spiritual people think that, it's sort of noble to be poor and noble to not accept money or to give their gifts away for free. But, I have a message for that. The universe really, really cares about the value exchanged. So if you offer a service that's of great value to someone, you need to have a fair exchange for that, whether it is something in kind that you wanted or money. And it has to be what it's worth. Otherwise, nothing happens energetically. So he was offering something that was of great value to the people that decided to join his mastermind. And he was, recompensed energetically because money is just energy. So, this is a theme that comes up. I've even been asked, you have these gifts, so why don't you do what you do for free? And I say, but I went to school for them. You wouldn't ask a doctor that. They went to school, they were born with a brilliant brain and they went to school and a big heart and they got this degree. Would you go to a doctor and says, well, you were born with those gifts. Would you treat me for free? That just doesn't happen. So this is exactly the same thing. It's like these people are coming in. So talking about money for some people is really icky, but I think it's awesome because how much good can you do with that? How many other people can you serve with that?
There's no question about it. And the other piece to this that I will often challenge my clients with, and this is a bit of a longer segment, so I'm just trying to come up with the shortest version for this, but this idea of I love to serve people who love to serve. And I fervently believe that, I've been at this personal transformation process for over 30 years. I have a unique perspective of sort of having my finger on the pulse of, cultural approaches, of shifts that happen. I was coaching 15 years before there was a coaching industry.
That's awesome.
Makes me sound really freaking old.
Yeah, I'm way older than you.
So we'll be the stages to share this idea. But here's one of the greatest things that I am so thrilled with is the amount of, the veritable explosion on, well, particularly in North America, but let's call it the world, the veritable explosion of people who are in the serving realm. It's beautiful. It's stunning. 20 years ago, it wasn't like this. It is one of the loudest and largest clues and signposts to our world waking up. I just fervently believe that. But the next piece to that is that, and this is the part that challenges me, and I sometimes am frustrated by it, Anastasia, which is this, is that in our desire to help, there are many thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who are committed to this helping piece, but are doing it from a martyr's frame. And the clearest thing I can say is this, is that martyr is not a model that can serve the world.
No.
And if any of you as listeners have any of that martyr gene, honest to goodness, before you can truly serve, you have got to get it handled, because you're actually, as much as your heart is trying to serve and support, that martyr energy around not asking for money, making it hard, not being able to be free, struggling and challenging, all that stuff, you're actually feeding the problem, not the solution. You must get that handled. And by the way, that's one of the reasons why I love masterminds, is it helps us get to that scale where we're not struggling.
Yes, and the thing that I say is that you can't get your message out. You need a platform, and platforms in this day and age take money. And it's not the days of the disciples when you could go from village to village and they would clothe and feed you and house you. That you can't do that here. Imagine some poor guy coming to your door and knocking on the door and saying, I have this great message and I'll heal you. And they come in rags and, you know, really? Are you going to let them in? No way. So we're in completely different times, and we have media, but it takes money. It all takes money to get the word out, to help people, to enlighten people. And I think that this message is exactly right. Like the idea of martyrdom is just poverty thinking. And we need to go into the thinking of abundance and prosperity, because we're in the age of abundance and prosperity. But okay, I'll get off my soapbox now.
It's an important soapbox, my dear. It's an important soapbox.
So let's just give, you've already gone through a lot of really, really good tips. Let's highlight the weekend that you have coming up. It's coming up in December. Name me the dates again.
It is December 2nd through 4th, and we are in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah, in Scottsdale.
And it is called, spot, particularly for a Canadian who is going to be in the midst of 2 feet of snow at that stage of the game.
Yes, and it is a perfect time to be there, and in December. So this weekend is called Mastermind to Millions, and it's not millions of dollars necessarily. It's also millions of people. How, when you have a mastermind, that you can affect that many people and bring, you know, a beautiful message to. And I'm really excited to be there. So anyone listening, you'll get to talk to both of us at the mastermind. And I am so enthusiastic that he's bringing this out. So for those of you that want to connect with Jay and be able to attend this weekend, you just go to diamondhealingradio.com/Jay, and all the information will be there. Plus, there'll be a place where you can send a message directly to him. So I am so thrilled we got to have this conversation. Time is about up now, so I like to keep these shows brief. But I am really excited to be coming to that meeting in December in Scottsdale, Arizona, and see you again and be with all these other wonderful givers and healers and all those authors and types like that. So thank you so much for being on the show.
My absolute pleasure, and I so look forward to connecting with you again in person. And, you know, I just want to let people know that event teaches in an experiential manner the six pillars of masterminds that work. We just talked about the first one, perfect positioning, but there are five others, which we will dive into. We have tremendous guests, and we attract an amazing group of people, like gold medal Olympic winning athletes, New York Times bestselling list authors, U.S. senators. Like, this community that we bring together for this is truly quite stunning, and not what I would call the norm of, you know, the event process. So if you want to really up-level your game and experience masterminds and get the tools, that's what we're there for, and we would love to meet you, give you a hug, and do everything we can to support you to get your message to the people that's most important. So, Anastasia, I just so appreciate you having me here, and I can't wait to see you again.
Yes, exactly. And so this is another way to get that reflective, to really up-level your own mirror neurons, right?
Absolutely.
To meet all these amazing, amazing people. So thank you, everyone, for listening to Scientific Healing and for our wonderful guest, Jay Fizette. And again, you can connect with him at diamondhealingradio.com/Jay. Let's you and I connect. Go to scientifichealer.com and sign up for your free and brief powerful healing audio that one of my clients listens to several times a day to be able to run her multiple six-figure business with clarity. This is Dr. Anastasia Choplis. Until next time. Thank you for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to energize your life. Now take a deep breath and release it slowly before you go about your day.